Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think the Bengals had a song about it being a manic Monday, right? Years and years ago, they sang about that. Well, this is actually Blue Monday. The third Monday in January is referred to as Blue Monday. And for many people, what they find is that on Blue Monday, some people say it's simply the most miserable day of the year. That oftentimes it's overcast and it's gray and it's cold and it's gloomy. Certainly here in western Pennsylvania in January, you get a sense of the Mondays and a sense of the Januarys. And when they come together, it can be kind of a blue Monday. Joining us to talk about this and whether it's real and what do you do about it, how do you beat it, is somebody who spends her life and her career as a licensed clinical social worker at ThriveWorks in Pittsburgh. Say hello to Molly Alvord. Molly, it is good to have you on KDKA. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell me, Blue Monday, real thing, made up thing, something that we're just maybe made up because we're starting to think about it a little bit more. Where do you think it comes down?
Well, I think, you know, the specific day, Blue Monday, there's some controversy about how that label came about. But I think, you know, it's less of a specific day and more of just kind of circumstances and seasonal. So I think anything that gets people talking about mental health is a good thing.
It sometimes, people say, hits them because the bills are coming in from the holidays, right? That the things that you bought either for somebody else or for yourself, now it's time to pay up, and that kind of gets you. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the cold, maybe it's other things. What are some of those other things, and why would this time of year be worse than, say, the middle of August when it may be too hot to go outside or do what you want to do? I mean, because you can have it the other way too, right?
It is true. There are some people that actually get seasonal depression in the summer, but it's a bit more rare. Most of the time it's, you know, they talk about lack of sunshine. We also find, you know, you've come through the holidays, all that fun, all that excitement has come down. And like you said, here in Pittsburgh, we have a whole lot of gray weather, although the sun's out today. So
yeah, that's right.
It's kind of a sunny blue Monday, I suppose. A lot of things factor into it. The lack of light, the weather, less socialization, kind of feeling like you need to hibernate. But there are, you know, seasonal depression can really start in the fall. Mm-hmm. But I think where we really see the impact is starting into mid-January and then really into February too, because it just really, like, you're getting to the end of the winter, and it's just how much can you take?
Right, right. And we just had Dean DeVore on. He was talking about AccuWeather, saying, you know, typically by now we would have had 15 inches of snow. Here in Pittsburgh, we've had 3 or 4, so we haven't really had that much. We had a week or so of really, really cold, but it really hasn't been that cold. So maybe we've gotten off a little bit cheaply here, but I think that there are some of those other factors that you're talking about, the financial pressures, just sort of the feeling of where we are in the year. You know, sometimes people get a little frustrated that maybe their New Year's resolutions aren't going as well as they had hoped they would, right? I mean, there's some other factors that are out there, too, beyond simply how much sunshine we have and how much the sky is blue.
Oh, definitely. And there's a variety of things. Trying to, like, be active, we're less active when it's colder. Mm-hmm. So people, even, you know, when those New Year's resolutions aren't necessarily going as well as they want, sometimes it's because they may have put too many extra expectations or not quite realistic, not even giving themselves a chance, maybe. Weight gain from the holidays. There's a lot of different things that can definitely factor in.
So where do we begin? What do we do about the Blue Monday and that sense of sort of where people are? How do you start? Where do you begin?
Well, I mean, if it really is affecting you enough that it is changing your ability to function, where it's impacting getting to appointments or socializing or canceling things that you would normally want to do, if it's changing your ability to function, then it really is a good time to talk to your doctor or go see a therapist, because it's impacting your ability to do what you need to do. I mean, things like cognitive behavior therapy can help with that. But if it's not quite to that, there's a lot of things you can do. There's light therapy that, you know, has the right UV rays. They have light boxes that can make a big difference. Even just some of the alarm clocks with the lights that wake you up instead of just a sound. Putting in more self-care into your daily routine, or scheduling a massage or a spa or special things that make you feel better, can go a long way to help get through the days.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is it a matter of sometimes having something to look forward to? Meaning, I had somebody who is a longtime physician, and he says that, you know, as doctors are getting started and they're working a tremendous number of hours in residency, that he used to tell them, hey, you know what? I want you to think about the dinner that you're going to have with your wife or your husband this weekend once you get through this week of road, and that would make a difference for someone to have something to anticipate and to look forward to. It seems simple, but it also seems to me that might just work.
Well, yes, and many of the solutions actually are kind of simple in their base, but it really can help to have something to plan, you know, to look forward to. You know you're going to be enjoying something. So scheduling big things or small things, but having something to keep in mind that, all right, well, I got just a little bit longer and I'll be able to do this. You know, planning, even just planning a garden or planning what you want to do over the summer and, you know, locally or travel. So having something to look forward to beyond right now.
I think that I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. You know, the seasonal disorder, you know, what's to say this wasn't something that was thrown out there by a travel agency that says, well, you know what, if you're dealing with not enough sunshine, why don't you call us up and jump on an airplane and go somewhere where it's warm? I mean, I'm not downplaying it, because for me personally, there's no question my mood is different now than it was at the beginning of the show. Because when I look outside now, it's overcast, it's gray, the grass is brown, the trees are bare. And when the sky is blue and there's white puffy clouds out there, even if it's cold, it makes a difference to me. I mean, I think it's real. I really do. I mean, where do you come down on this?
Well, it is real. I think the term Blue Monday came from a travel agency. So, I mean, yes, that, I think they were playing off of something, you know, having coming up with a specific day, yes, but it really is true. And I mean, in a lot of areas that have more sunshine, they have less of the seasonal changes to mood. I mean, the northeast part of the U.S. really gets hit hard with the seasonal depression because of less sunlight, more overcast. So, yes, the travel agency might have coined the term, but there is some, you know, basis to a general seasonal mood or thing.
Yep, still basing it off a universal truth, which is the permagray around here this time of year, right? Molly Alvord, thank you. Thank you very, very much for being with us from ThriveWorks Pittsburgh. She is a licensed clinical social worker talking to us about Blue Monday and where we are this third day of January. Molly, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Thanks for having me.
I sure appreciate it. Again, joining us from ThriveWorks here in Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.